Boo! Roar!
Oh my. You look like you're about ready to pee yourself. You should see the look on your face. That was really funny. Bonus, you're not running away either. Oh, don't be that way. You're in the middle of a cemetery late at night. What else did you expect me to do? I like scaring humans. I just wish they'd stay and talk like you are. Actually, I think you're the first one ever. What am I? Oh, you noticed the stitching and the bones. And no, my flesh isn't rotting. It just looks that way. It wouldn't be any good if I rotted away, would it? I guess I'm a necromantic golem, I think? I'm not sure. Ever since that group of adventurers killed my master, well, I've been on my own. He didn't tell me much, and I wasn't going to ask them. That dwarf was way too eager with his axe. Creepy. I'm creepy? I think that's one of the nicest things anyone has ever said to me. Usually it's, a zombie, run away! Or, she's going to eat our brains, let's get out of here! Or, my gods, I think that's Rosalana's head! I mean, you're actually staying and talking. No one's ever done that for me before. I'm a nice girl. So what if I'm made of lots of body parts? I can still talk. So, can I ask you a question? No. It's not, can I eat your brains? It's, why do you have such weird clothing on? And why are you in the cemetery in the middle of the woods at night? It seems dangerous to me. Wait, that's two questions. You're a tourist from Earth looking for a lich? I don't know what a tourist from Earth is, but I know what a lich is. My master was a lich. He wasn't very nice. I think I'm glad those adventurers cut off his head and you met me instead. You're my first and only friend. Oh, you wanted a female lich. They're even worse. I met one once. All they do is bitch. My lair is a bigger cemetery. Why don't you have more corpses? Your golem talks too much and her breasts are too big. Hey, speaking of breasts, why do you keep staring at mine? Huh? Oh, that's why. My tunic is rotted off. Have I been naked this whole time? Oops. Yeah, my master liked big boobs. You do too, huh? Do you want to touch them? Come on, please. The last one to touch me was Master, and he had bony fingers. Literally. I know I'm undead too, but that guy was creepy. Please. Pretty please. Yay! Oh, that feels weird. It's really sort of nice. And ha! Ho! Hi-ya! Whoa, I think my legs belong to a brawler. Maybe an arm, too. It was really easy to knock you down and pin you to the ground. Stop trying to get away. I'm made of magic. I'm 10 times stronger than you. Aw, you look so cute when you're scared. But you still can't stop looking at my boobs. Too funny. I never actually get to talk to humans. They usually try to fight me and I have to, do stuff to them. You have no idea how much I've wanted to have a live one at my mercy after all these years. Why? Well, probably for the same reason you're looking for a lich. To fuck, of course. Hmm? Oh, stop denying it. You have an erection. I can feel it pressing against my crotch. What sort of man gets a hard-on with an undead girl on their lap unless they get turned on by them? I think it's time to try out this sex thing. I've seen people do it in the cemetery sometimes. Usually I, take care of them, but sometimes I just watch. Let's pull you out. You really are turned on by dead girls. so hard in my hand. I'm going to feel it in me. I'm going to put you in. Yeah. Penetrate me. Oh, wow. Of course I'm cold. I'm dead, remember? Oh, gods. I feel so full. And it's so hot. Oh, be gentle with me. I'm a virgin. Or at least I think I am. I don't know if the parts down there are a virgin, but... Oh, never mind. Oh, it feels really nice. This isn't good. No, it's not you. It's just I haven't eaten in ages, and moving takes a lot of energy. And when I get hungry, I can't resist my cravings, and I'm feeling them. That feels so good, but what? What do I crave? No, don't ask that. The more I think about it, the worse it gets, and it feels so good. But oh gods, I'm so hungry. I need to eat. I need brains. I can smell them. I can smell them through your hair. You're gonna come, and then I'm going to eat them. I can't help it. I have to have them. Come on. Feel me squeeze you with my undead pussy. I'm gonna make my new best friend come, and then I'm gonna eat his brains. Come on. Yeah. Oh, I can feel it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, give it to me. Give it to me. Give me that warm fucking living cock. Oh, yeah. I can feel it squeezing in my pussy. My cold, dead pussy around your hot, throbbing shaft. Yes. Oh, you're gonna come, aren't you? Yeah, come for me. Come inside my undead pussy. Your living seed is squirting inside me. Oh, yes, give it to me. Give it all to me. Oh, it's gonna make me come. Yeah, yeah. Oh, what? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, wow. Now I know why the living like doing this stuff. That's amazing. Maybe we should do it again. What? No! Of course I'm not going to eat your brains. I'm not a zombie, I'm a golem, remember? I was just teasing you because you seem to like being scared. Besides, you're my only friend. And since we're friends, that means you get to be my new master. Yeah, and I'm going to take you to my old master's lair, and you can learn all his secrets, and you'll grow powerful. But stay alive, because I don't want your thing to fall off if you become a lich. And then we'll take over the valley, and we'll have lots of sex. And then, if you're good enough, you can make another golem like me, because I always wanted to try out lesbian sex. And I feel like that would be the best opportunity to try lesbian sex, is if you had two of us. And then maybe we could do this other thing that I was thinking of, that I read in a...